Fort Frances, Aunt. The family of a woman who died in a Fort Frances hospital after a nurse changed her medication administration record in order to steal morphine is questioning an advertisement released by the healthcare facility that they say is discrediting concerns raised by people in the community. The statement comes from the family of Hermina Fletcher, who died in La Vérendrye Hospital in January 2015. Former nurse, Lindsay Coyle, pleaded guilty in August 2022 to criminal negligence causing death after admitting to altering Hermina's medication administration record to steal morphine to feed her own addiction. Coyle is expected to be sentenced later in January. She could face up to 2 years in custody. Riverside Healthcare, which administers La Vérendrye Hospital, published a full-page advertisement on January 4, 2024 in the Fort Frances Times Daily Bulletin, the same day as the 9-year anniversary of Hermina's death. This was deeply offensive and distressing, particularly on a date which continues to cause pain and trauma to our family, the family's statement reads. What should trouble everyone in the community is that Riverside's ad makes several statements which appear to be attempts to discredit concerns that have been raised based on the facts accepted by the court in Ms. Coyle's criminal prosecution. The Riverside advertisement, which is written as a media release, states that discrepancies in the tracking of narcotics at the La Vérendrye Hospital as reported by media in coverage of the Coyle case have raised concerns in the community. According to the advertisement, in January 2015 the discrepancy in the tracking of narcotics was identified and investigated. The Ontario Provincial Police were contacted, and it was confirmed that there had been theft of narcotics from the hospital, the advertisement reads. The Coroner's Office and Health Canada were also alerted and Riverside Healthcare cooperated fully with all external and independent investigations. At the appropriate time we contacted all those who were impacted by the theft of the narcotics. The advertisement goes on to say that Riverside was made aware of false public statements related to these events. There have been anonymous messages and social media postings suggesting that at least one person at Riverside Healthcare was aware of issues relating to the theft of narcotics prior to the identification of the discrepancy, the advertisement reads. There is absolutely no truth to these suggestions or allegations, and these false statements are seemingly intended to undermine confidence in Riverside Healthcare. The statement on behalf of the Fletcher family claims that Riverside has not shared what statements or messages it is referring to in the ad. As the victims of this misconduct, we can only assume that this advertisement is somehow in reference to our concerns, some of which have been expressed publicly through counsel, the statement from the family reads. We know many of our concerns are shared by others in the community. The family's statement added that when Coyle pleaded guilty, an agreed statement of facts was presented to the court, which included her admission that she had stolen drugs from the hospital for a longer period than Hermina's hospitalization and was often high on drugs while working as a nurse. At the sentencing hearing on August 28, 2023, it was indicated that Ms. Coyle had not only modified patient drug prescriptions, but had taken out drugs under the names of patients that did not exist, the family's statement reads. When Ms. Coyle herself addressed the court, she referred to all of the families, plural, impacted by her actions. Douglas Judson, counsel for the Fletcher family, said it is unclear what prompted Riverside to break its silence after 9 years. Our clients welcome actual transparency, but they are troubled that rather than making itself available to the press to be questioned about these important patient safety issues, Riverside has chosen to print a news release in the form of an advertisement, Judson said. This is misleading, as it portrays the hospital's corporate statements as journalistic in nature, which they are not. NWO Newswatch contacted Riverside for comment on the advertisement and asked for clarification on the false statements to which the ad refers. In a written statement, Riverside repeated that it cooperated fully with the OPP and Coroner's Office. Riverside Healthcare sincerely apologizes to the family of Mrs. Fletcher for the timing of the release. It was an inadvertent oversight, the statement to NWO Newswatch continues. We encourage anyone who may have a concern about the care they or a family member has received to contact us directly. There was no mention of the messages or false statements referenced in the advertisement. Shortly after the sentencing hearing for Coyle in August 2023, the Fletcher family called on the Ministry of Health to investigate Riverside Healthcare, believing other families may have been victimized. Judson encouraged Riverside to write to the Minister of Health supporting the family's call for an investigation into the healthcare provider. An investigation is the only way to restore the public confidence that has been damaged by the revelations from the Coyle criminal proceeding, Judson said. So far, it appears that the minister is entirely unconcerned about a vulnerable, elderly patient being killed in a public hospital by a licensed healthcare provider. She has ignored our client's letter for over 4 months,